Have you or somebody you know fallen victim to a lottery scam or to an advance fee fraud? If you have, you know that it is a very expensive and a very humiliating experience. For some reason, many of these frauds emanate from Jamaica, and Jamaica is taking this very, very seriously. Here to comment on this is the Honorable Julian J. Robinson. Minister Robinson is the Minister of State in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy, and Mining. Minister Robinson, we're really pleased to have you. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you, and good morning to you, and good morning to your listeners.
If you wouldn't mind, sir, what I would like to do is I would like to talk at the very beginning about what exactly these lottery scams are and these advanced fee frauds are, and then what we'll do is we'll give some tips to prevent people from falling prey to them. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Let me explain how it works.
Sure.
Someone, generally they target seniors, so you will receive an unsolicited call from someone who will indicate to you that you are the recipient of a prize or an award or you have won something in a lottery. So, for example, they would say you have won $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to claim that prize, they then say you have to send money back to them in the form of whether it be processing fees or taxes. And over time, many of these seniors send small amounts. They might start with 500 or 1,000, and they keep convincing them to keep sending money back. And, of course, there's never any prize at the end of the day, and they just end up fleecing these persons. In some cases, some persons have lost as much as $500,000 United States dollars. So it has become very prevalent. There are unfortunately, a number of Jamaicans who are participating in this scheme, and the saddest part of it is that it's specifically targeting what I would consider to be one of the most vulnerable communities, which are the elderly in the United States.
And the reason, can I ask Minister Robinson, the reason for targeting the elderly, I'm guessing, is they're just more vulnerable. They're not as savvy.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point. They're more vulnerable. Younger persons would probably pick up much quicker that this is something which is a scam and just would turn them away. But the elderly are more vulnerable. They do target, obviously, the wealthy who have resources that they can send back. And, you know, many of the elderly, they may not be as sharp as younger persons. They may be lonely. Some of these scammers try to befriend them and make them believe that they're actually friends of theirs. They strike up conversations, they build a rapport. So, you know, in a sad way, it's a very elaborate thing which is done to trick these persons into sending money back. It's something that we as a government, we're really deeply concerned about the impact this is having on the vulnerable, and particularly the elderly. And also from our perspective, the impact it is having on us as a country in terms of our reputation.
Yeah, you don't want Jamaica to look bad. There's no, that's not good for you, is it?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Not for persons who want to do business with Jamaica, not for persons who want to visit Jamaica as tourists. Sure. So we obviously are very committed to stamping this out, and we have undertaken a number of measures which we believe will bring the criminals to justice and to bring an end to this lottery scam.
How do they at first get these contacts, Minister Robinson? How are they able to pull up a list of people that are potential prey?
Well, you know, I don't know how many persons know, but you can, in the United States, you can legitimately go to a market research firm and you could indicate, for example, that I would like a list of seniors who are 65 and over who have an income of, let's say, $50,000 or more and who live in the following states. And you can legitimately buy a list like that because that's how direct marketing operates. So it starts out from what one would say is a perfectly legitimate activity, but then they use the list, obviously, for nefarious reasons. But the information is not hard to get. There are market research firms that gather and mine data and try to do it as specific as possible to help direct marketers. And that is how they are getting the list to do these calls.
And with the Internet, with the advent of the Internet, this has become even easier for people who do this sort of thing. It used to be you would do it over the phone, but now it's even simpler, isn't it?
Well, Well, you know, when I look at why this has taken off as much as it has in the last number of years, it's precisely that reason. There was a time where making long-distance calls was expensive, it was difficult. Now you have what they call voice over IP, voice over internet protocol, which allows you to sit here in Jamaica with a phone, and you can make unlimited calls into the United States at a very low price. In fact, you know, many of the services will allow you to have a United States number, and you can make calls into the United States. And so it's very easy for someone without a huge investment to sit at their computer with one of these phones and just make hundreds of calls, and then they hope that one, two, or three persons will respond and send money back to them. So in a sense, the advances in the technology has facilitated this fraud.
So they're operating on a low success margin. If only two or three out of every 100 calls is coming through, but those calls that do come through certainly pay off.
That's the point. You know, the reality is that you'll have a number of them who will just sit and make call after call after call. But as I said, 2 or 3% success rate ends up being a lot of money. And what we have found is that, you know, as I said, in some cases, people have been scammed out of $500,000 United States dollars. Wow. So it's big money that we're talking about.
Minister Robinson, what I'd like to do, as I said, in a little while is we're going to give some tips. You've got some great tips on how to avoid being scammed. But first, have you had much success with actually capturing the people who are doing this? Have you had some success there?
Well, let me outline what we're doing to tackle this scam.
All
we
right.
actually established an anti-lottery task force within the police force, and that was established in January last year, 2012. They have arrested 367 persons. They have seized over $30 million Jamaican dollars. They have also seized a lot of computer-related equipment. They have seized what we call lead lists with 1.2 million names on it. What we have done to enhance the capacity of the police to prosecute these criminals, we have passed a number of new laws. The first one will allow persons who are victims of a lottery scam to give evidence from the United States via video link to a court of law in Jamaica. One of the challenges that we have had in the past is that victims, first, are reluctant to come forward because
they're embarrassed.
They are embarrassed, right? And then secondly, to travel to Jamaica, it's even a bigger deterrent. So the new law will allow you to stay wherever you are, and we will connect you via video link, and you can give evidence against someone in Jamaica. The second thing we've done with the laws, we have put in an order of restitution. So if, for example, you have been defrauded of $50,000 and we successfully prosecute the person who defrauded you of that amount, the court can order that person provide back to you or your agent the $50,000 that has been stolen from you. The third thing we have done with the new laws, we have made what we call the criminal value chain around the lottery scam. We have made a number of those offenses prosecutable offenses. So, for example, if you are caught with one of these lead lists, as we call them, and you have no justifiable reason for having them, right, that is something that you can be prosecuted for. If you are the recipient of money which arises from an unlawful activity, meaning you scam someone, the person sends money back to your bank account, and you can't demonstrate that that money has derived from a lawful activity, you can be prosecuted for that. So what we have done, we have looked at how the lottery scam operates, and then we have made a number of the offenses related to the scam itself, criminal offenses, to enable our police to successfully prosecute these persons.
Good.
We're also working very closely with a number of U.S. law enforcement agencies. There is the Department of Homeland Security, there is the FBI, and also the U.S. Postal Service, so that we can share information and intelligence, because the calls are obviously, the residents in the U.S. receive the calls, but we need to have that information to track back to Jamaica to find out where those calls are being made from. And again, the advances in the technology allows you to track almost back to somebody's computer, because you have unique, what they call IP addresses, which can identify wherever someone is. But let me just state some of the things that persons can do as tips if they are actually the recipients of these calls.
Let me come back to that. We will continue our discussion with the Honorable Julian J. Robinson, Minister of State of Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy, and Mining. We'll pick this up in just a little bit. Stick around. It's WGN. On the line with me, the Honorable Julian J. Robinson, Minister of the State of Ministry of Science, Technology, and Energy, and Mining out in Jamaica. Let's go through some of those tips, if you wouldn't mind, about how people can avoid being scammed.
Well, the first thing to make note of, if it is illegal for Americans to participate in any foreign lottery. So if someone calls you to say you are the recipient of an award in a lottery outside of the U.S., you should know immediately that it is a fraud and just not participate. The second thing I would encourage persons to do, if you get one of these calls, if you have caller ID and you can make a note of the number, immediately report it to local law enforcement. As I mentioned before, the Jamaican authorities are working extremely closely with the U.S. authorities, and we need to share that. We are sharing that information to allow us to track that to the criminals in Jamaica.
But many times, as you know, Minister Robinson, a lot of times they'll put a jammer. Like, I've had messages from places, and it'll say, just number not recognized. You've seen those jammers, right?
Yeah. The third thing I would say is, so there are times you will not find the number.
Right.
But the number will not show up. But I would just encourage persons, just never entertain or allow these persons to get into a conversation with you. It is impossible for you to win any prize in something that you have not actively participated in.
Sure.
You can simply hang up. If the persons keep calling and harassing you, report it to the local police. Alternatively, the FTC has established a hotline, which is 877-FTC-HELP. You can report it to the FTC as well. But the bottom line is never, ever start these conversations. Never entertain these persons, because you cannot win any prize that you have not participated actively in.
But don't more people say to them, aren't there a time where people go, I know you say that I've won this lottery in Jamaica, but I've never entered a lottery in Jamaica. Doesn't that come up every once in a while?
Well, you know, not all the time they will say it's a lottery in Jamaica. They could say you've won a sweepstakes, for example. And, you know, there are legitimate cases where persons may have been to a shop or a supermarket and they have completed one of these forms and sent it back in. So they use a number of different ways to try and convince persons. They don't always say that the lottery is in Jamaica per se, you know. And what is important to know, the reason, you know, many of us might look back and say, why would somebody be convinced about this? The scammers tend to have very specific information on their victims. As I said, legitimately you can buy from market research firms data which could indicate your name, your date of birth, your address. It could also have other demographic information about you. So when they start these conversations, they are in fact giving you information about yourself which is accurate, which is why I think they are able to convince some persons that they are legitimate and then convince them to send money back.
Oh, I'm just glad you guys are being so proactive. And Minister Robinson, is there a website that people can visit to get more information and find out how not to be scammed?
The Ministry of National Security in Jamaica has information. It's www.mns.gov.jm. There is information on tips that persons can follow. As I mentioned, the FTC also has its helpline, 877-FTC-HELP. So if persons are the subject of any of these types of calls, as I said, you can visit
the
website, the helpline, or just call your local police and let them know.
Minister Robinson, thank you so much for your help. We really do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. You too.